Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Working with children certainly is its own reward. Our parents know this, and grandparents and teachers. Today's saint, Jean-Baptiste de La Salle, the founder of the Christian Brothers, is the patron saint of teachers. He knew well the sweet rewards that come to those that work with children in the midst of many crosses. Children are not crosses, but they do have this in common with crosses, that they are passing. We have them only for a little while, the modicum of today's gospel, a little while, and then they are gone. Let us always give our children our best. Nothing given to children is ever wasted. Yesterday, we had our first communion test and the first confession for our Sunday catechism children. And beforehand, I had a little talk with them, as I like to do, and I was showing them the inside of the confessional and explaining to them how the priest doesn't see you and you can tell him anything at all. He doesn't need to see you, one of the little tykes exclaimed, as long as you tell him all your sins. Well, out of the mouths of babes. He still needs to work a little bit, that one does, on the second half of his Our Father, but it was pretty good in comparison with an Our Father I heard about yesterday. There was a mother who was working with her 3-year-old daughter, teaching her every night during her prayers, line by line, the Our Father. She would repeat it after her mother, but one evening she declared that she was ready to go solo. So the mother listened with pride to her child, carefully enunciating each word right up to the end of the prayer, and lead us not into temptation, she prayed, but deliver us some email. Amen. Well, that's a prayer I would have a hard time saying amen to myself, because some days I pray to be delivered from email personally. And there's another one I came across, too, which should appeal to our volunteer church cleaners as well as our good janitors. It was a 4-year-old who ended this way, and forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. But you see, it's hard for children to hear sometimes the correct word, particularly if we adults don't enunciate clearly. And Catholics are notorious for rushing through their vocal prayers, each one at his own speed. No wonder little Emily L., a 10-year-old girl, wrote in once, it was 1958, to the St. Anthony Messenger question and answer column. That magazine was once a good Catholic family magazine published by the Franciscans here in Cincinnati, and they had what was called the Wise Man's Corner for questions. Her question was this: In the prayers after benediction, why do we say, Blessed be St. Joseph, her most chaste, chased, spouse? Now, in fairness, that's a very difficult word for anyone to pronounce properly. To say chaste, you have to put the tongue on the roof of your mouth, and otherwise it comes out chaste. Well, truly, blessed is any Catholic child who has only a vague idea of those carnal desires which war against the soul, against which St. Peter warns us in today's epistle. A child who has been raised with instinctive modesty and purity, simple and strong and sweet in its innocent soul. St. Joseph's Old Testament type or prefigurement, the patriarch of the same name, is especially celebrated for his chastity because he was chaste, C-H-A-S-E-D, literally, by Putiphar's wife. And thus great was his virtue, because he remained pure in spite of pursuit. But today, I thought we would stay with little Emily's questioning observation. Why was St. Joseph Mary's most chaste, with a D, spouse, as indeed he was? And you know, in a sense, this is the glory of the great foster father of Jesus and patron of the church. And this is his whole life story. He was always being chaste, and I think he still is today. First of all, he was chaste, pursued by confusing thoughts and conflicting feelings about Mary, his most chaste spouse, great with child. How could this be? And what should he do? The angel's visit, the first of many, coming to him in his sleep, chased away the nightmares and brought him great peace. Fear not, Joseph, to take unto thee thy espoused wife, for that which is in her is of the Holy Ghost. And then came the census, the call by Caesar Augustus in faraway Rome for a tax registration, which chased that happy couple all the way from their cozy little cottage at Nazareth down to Bethlehem in the cold and in the December rain. That first Christmas Eve, Joseph chased about Bethlehem's inhospitable homes, looking for shelter for his virgin bride the night of the birth. But they chased him out back where the animals were in the stable, and those beasts alone welcomed their maker. By the presentation, the Holy Family had moved into the house Joseph found for them at Bethlehem, but all of that changed in one night when the cruel Herod chased the Christ child out of his own country. Joseph didn't hear the horses coming, nor did he see the soldiers, nor their swords. Just an angel came at night whose word was enough. Miracle of obedience. Children, just obey your parents. Keep your little mouths shut. You don't need to say a word. Just yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, and do what you're told, just as Saint Joseph did. If he had disobeyed, that child would have been dead in his bed. But as it was, he got up, that good father did, and got the mother and the child up, and they headed down towards Gaza and from there to Egypt. And there, a homeless immigrant who didn't speak the language chased about as well as he could to pick up the odd job and enough money to feed his family. 12 years later, it was much the same scene when a pleasant annual pilgrimage for Passover, the Jewish Easter, at Jerusalem. It ended in puzzlement for the parents of our Lord and great grief. Where's our boy? Where could he be gone? Is it our fault? 3 days of profound sorrow. Just as at Bethlehem, though, I think it was Mary's calm strength that kept her most chaste spouse from chasing about wildly in some kind of a despair. Have you seen my son? Now, even now, that Saint Joseph is in heaven, according to our way of picturing things, he's still as chaste as ever he was in his life, or as the Old Testament Joseph was. When the people came to Pharaoh for bread, he said to them, "Go to Joseph." And they all chased after him with their needs, and he took care of each one. So too, today, when I, an adult, am childlike enough to learn to trust and innocent enough to acknowledge, I can't do it all, not by myself, then I can chase after Joseph with my petition too. Priests and parents do this. Often for their children's sake, they pray, guard their innocence, or bring back that lost one. And we Catholics beg his protection for poor Mother Church, who's been chased away from most of the churches and from Rome itself. But still she remains Mother Church, chaste, pure, teaching God's truth and giving the true bread of life in this time of famine. But the unemployed man or woman, but the husband or the wife, they chase after good Saint Joseph too. And some people even give Saint Joseph, Saint Anthony's job of chasing after lost articles. And you know what? Saint Joseph doesn't mind, not in the least. One more thing for him to do, yes, but after all, he is Mary's most chaste spouse. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.